You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have two special guests with us in the studio representing Opera Providence. We have Dr. Robert Durobio, president. Welcome back, Dr. Robert.
Good evening, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Nice to see you again. This is probably our fourth or fifth show, I'm guessing, that we may have done over the years. I don't, it seems like forever. But at any rate, it's nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. We're proud to be back and to be part of your listening audience.
And also, the man that is known throughout the southern New England area and the world as one of the greatest singers ever. Well, maybe not. But certainly in this room today, he is the greatest singer. And his name is Rene De La Gaza. Welcome back, Rene.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here today.
It's nice to have you here. We've tried to decide that Rene's title in Opera Providence is Artistic Director, we have decided. And he is kind of in charge of telling the artists where to go.
Occasionally, yes, when they'll listen to me.
And Dr. Robert Durobio, as president, we were trying to think of a title appropriate other than president, and we came up with King. So we have King Bob and Artistic Rene. But we're going to find out everything you want to know about Opera Providence. They have had several successful seasons under their belt. Dr. Robert, how long has this been going on for?
This is our 21st year, Mike.
21st year?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And your involvement?
My involvement is as president and also acting our executive director. Working on a number of productions as producing, producer of those productions, and also...
But have you been involved all 21 years?
No, I have not. No. Just since about 2000.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's been just about 10 or 11 years of working night and day. We are very proud to have Opera Providence as part of the WCRI family. They do great work and have a great series. We're going to talk about the 2011-12 season. And Rene, what's the first event you got coming up in another week or so?
Well, we're very pleased to present a program entitled Buon Natale, which translates Merry Christmas, and we'll be featuring arias and songs of the holiday season, and we have some wonderful artists. Shall I tell you who they are?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, we have a wonderful soprano, Patrice Tiedemann. Our mezzo-soprano for this concert is Deirdre Donovan from Providence. I will also be singing on the program. We have from URI, The Lively Experiment, a wonderful small ensemble that's conducted by Mark Conley, who's the head of the voice, the choral segment of our department. Then we have Laura Hibbard, who will be our pianist, and a very special guest, Sarana Scarlat, who will be playing harp.
Wow. And
one final person, Alexis McKinnon, the 10-year-old singer from Rhode Island, very talented young girl, and she'll be joining us as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, that sounds like something to look forward to. And today we're going to listen to some of the songs that are similar to the ones that might be presented, correct?
Right. Yes.
What's the first one you've selected for us?
I'd like us to play I Wonder As I Wander, a song by John Jacob Niles, and this particular performance is given by Maureen McGovern.
That'll be getting us in the holiday spirit. Beautiful voice of Maureen McGovern. Dr. Robert, one of the things that Opera Providence is famous for is that people get a lot of bang for their buck when they buy a ticket to one of your events. Now, this is not held in a sterile, high school auditorium or anything. This is held where?
This particular dinner concert, will be held at the Metacomet Country Club, 500 Veterans Memorial Parkway in East Providence. Yes, they certainly do get a lot of bang for their buck, and also a lot of food and drink to go with that. Tickets are $55 per person. The program begins at 6 p.m. with cocktails, 6:45 dinner, and our performances usually begin around 7:45, 8 o'clock. So it's a great evening at a good price for food, drink, and excellent music.
Excellent. I know that most concerts you attend, I know I've been to quite a few where the tickets for the concert might be $70 or $80 alone, and then you go out to dinner and spend another $70 or $80. In this case, you do it all for the one price of $55. That's great. So we will tell you how to get a hold of those tickets towards the end of the show, so make sure you have a pencil ready. We'll give you the website and the phone number, and make a reservation and get out and support Opera Providence. And this isn't going to be a traditional opera, as we said, Renee. This is going to be some some perhaps more familiar music might be the way for me to phrase that.
That's correct. We will be performing excerpts from Amahl and the Night Visitors. That's an opera by Giancarlo Menotti, which some people are familiar with, and mm-hmm. it might be a new experience for others.
Right. We've since found out off-air that it might be a little bit generational, because I thought of that as being one of the more popular ones, yet I asked a couple younger people in our office, and they weren't familiar with it. So here's an opportunity to educate the younger people.
Absolutely.
All right. This next piece is what? Track 12 off of that Voices CD that you have.
That'll be White Christmas, sung by Plácido Domingo.
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. That certainly puts everybody in the mood. And, you know, we mentioned that we were going to give you the phone number and where to call at the end of the show, but let's do it now. That way you have a chance to write it down now, and then we'll repeat it again at the end of the show. What is the phone number to call?
People may call the Opera Providence office at 331-6060. That's 331-6060. To order tickets, we accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express. And it's as I said, it's going to be a great evening of holiday music on Thursday, December 15th at the Metacomet Country Club.
And you can also go to the website. They have a great website, which is operaprovidence.org. Pretty easy to remember, operaprovidence.org. And go there, and you can also see things of upcoming events also. Renee, let's squeeze in one more familiar piece before we take our commercial break.
Yes, we'd like to play I'll Be Home for Christmas, and sung by Plácido Domingo.
I'll Be Home for Christmas, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence.
I'll be home for
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Dr. Robert DeRobio of Opera Providence and Rene Della Gaza, also of Opera Providence, but Rene of other fame. He has been touring around for many years singing opera and teaching. He is currently on staff at the University of Rhode Island. Is that correct, Rene?
That's right.
That's why we got that little talk about Mark Connelly and said our music department. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that slipped in there, but that's why, I guess, because he's one of your associates there.
Yes, he is.
Along with Joe Perillo and lots of other friends of Conducting Conversations, Gene Pollitt, and George Kent, people that have been on the Conducting Conversations show that are all part of the University of Rhode Island staff. We've been listening to music that's going to be similar to the music that will be heard on the December 15th concert. Do I have the right date?
Yes.
Yes, December 15th, okay, that we've been talking about. And we have one more piece that we're going to play for you that is not like the traditional I'll Be Home for Christmas or White Christmas, but tell us about this one, Renee.
And now we'll hear Si mi chiamano Mimi from Puccini's La Bohème, and this will be sung by Renata Tebaldi.
Thank you.
Dr. Bob, I know that a lot of people have called the show or emailed me here at the show asking about unique Christmas presents. And I had this thought that it's a little late for next week. They can't buy a ticket for Christmas for next week because the concert will be on December 15th. But you have some things coming up after the first of the year. They could buy a ticket for it now and give it as a Christmas present.
Definitely. Anyone that's looking for a ticket for a Christmas present or looking for extra Christmas presents, we do have a Blythewald winter concert series that is held the last Friday and Sunday of each month, January, February, and March. So that are three different concerts at Blythewald Mansion and Gardens. And the cost for that ticket series per person is usually $40 per person. However, if you buy all three concerts as part of the series, it will be $100 per person, or $200 per couple, which would make an excellent Christmas gift. This is our third year at Blythewald Mansion and Gardens, and we've usually performed there on just the last Friday of the month. However, due to its popularity, we have added a Sunday concert each month at 3 p.m., so this has been very successful for us.
And it's a beautiful place, Blythewald Winter Concert Series, beautiful mansion in Bristol. And one of the great things about this venue is if you've been to a concert at PPAC or at VMA or at the Dunk, that's all great, but you don't have the ambiance that you have here and the ability to see the performers up close and personal, right?
Exactly. This concert takes place in a formal living room with a grand piano, with all of the beautiful furnishings that are part of Blythewald Mansion, and it puts people back into an era when the large mansion setting was vogue.
Right. Absolutely. And it only seats maybe
75 people.
So make sure you get your reservations early. This is, as he said, a very popular event, so call up and get your tickets. That's a great deal. And now to those concerts. One of the first one that's going to be on January 27th and 29th is the Three Tenors.
Yes, we're very excited about this concert. We are having Ethan Bremner, Fred Scheff, and Giovanni Formisano, three wonderful tenors from the Boston, and Fred is of course, one of Rhode Island's own tenors, and they will be presenting the typical tenor fare of arias and duets and well-known Neapolitan songs, and I think Fred will even be singing some tangos.
Tangos.
So this should be a very interesting program.
All right. Well, how can you get us in the mood for that?
Well, I think we should hear Donna non vidi mai of Manon Lescaut, Puccini, and this is being sung by Placido Domingo.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence.
Thank you.
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Opera Providence, and Dr. Robert DeRobbio, the president of the organization, is with us, and Renee Della Gaza, the artistic director, and we've had some wonderful music played, from Plácido Domingo to Maureen McGovern to all kinds of things that we've been listening to get us in the spirit of the holiday season. And we want to reiterate that the concert is December 15th, and tell us the place and how to get tickets.
Yes, the concert is December 15th. It's at the Metacomet Country Club, 500 Veterans Memorial Parkway in East Providence. Ticket prices are $55 per person, which includes dinner and the concert. The evening begins at 6 p.m., and you may purchase tickets by calling the Opera Providence office at 401-331-6060. You may also go on our website at www.operaprovidence.org to see a listing of our entire season. Also to look at the concerts as part of the Blythewald Winter Concert Series. And if you wish to purchase that gift certificate or those gift tickets for those special people on the list that you really don't know what to get for, as part of the Blythewald series, for $100 per person.
Excellent. All of that information is available on the website, so if you didn't catch it, just go to operaprovidence.org and you'll find all of that out. And Renee, that night's going to have quite a few people involved with the concert itself. You'll be there doing a few surprises, probably, and the Lively Experiment from URI, right?
That's correct.
Along with who else?
We'll have Patrice Tiedemann, soprano, Deirdre Donovan, mezzo-soprano, and Alexis McKinnon will be singing the role of Amal, and The Lively Experiment will be there.
That's great. And Lively Experiment's about how many people in that group?
About 15.
15 or so, something like that. So that's something to look forward to. Dr. Robert, pleasure to have you with us. Happy holidays to you.
And happy holidays to your audience.
And Renee, nice to see you again. Thanks for coming in. It's great to have you with us.
Likewise.
And we're going to go out listening to a little Amal, if you will. Tell us about this.
Yes, we're going to hear some excerpts from the 1952 performance of Amal and the Night Visitors with Chet Allen, Rosemary Kuhlman, Andrew McKinley, David Aiken, Leon Lischner. And this is conducted by Thomas Shippers, and it should be fun to hear three or four excerpts.
All right. We will squeeze in as much as we can. Other than that, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
very well.
Gifts to the child.
The child? Which child?
We don't know, but the star will guide us to him.
But perhaps I know him. I walk, Mother.
I walk, Mother.
He walks. He walks. He walks.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.